Hello, 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 and welcome back to Totally Clips.
Not this again.
I'm your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, and talented co-host.
Austin. Boo, 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 boo.
All right, please bear with us again today. Still can't hear herself through the headsets, so I'm slowly having to go off this monitor for the volumes. But... happy Thursday?
Yep, it's Thursday, my dudes.
It's been a week. It's definitely been a week.
Yeah.
It's been crazy over here in Totally Clips. We're a hot girl.
But oh, you can't say that.
I can't.
You can't say that on the radio.
That's why I said real hot girl.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, it's been
the door handle came off.
Yeah. We literally went to come into the studio, which is why we're a little late, and the, door handle came right off.
And this is the only way in.
Yeah. I was, very concerned, and apparently somebody was, we had to rearrange the studio a little bit because somebody was, wanting to destroy the chairs, and,
maybe they got hungry.
I mean, I'm hungry. I could go for some food.
Some chair?
Maybe not chair. Share. Sure. Oh, snap out of it. It's like Maya on the page.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like, that's literally what Maya's on it. Like, it was such a bad impression. But yeah. It's been a week.
4 days?
Four days.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Oh, well, I'm just like, in general.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we only got, what, 2 more of these left?
Yeah. That's so sad.
2 more. Forever.
Forever.
Ever.
Unless you decide to go back to school.
No, thank you. I'm okay. I'm going to get what I need out of this.
Yeah.
And then I'm good.
Forever.
Ever. And ever.
And ever.
But yeah, so we're just going to chit-chat today. Just have a fun little show. Stay tuned at hawkradio.primostream.com. Stay tuned at hawkradio.primostream.com. This is Totally Eclipse. I am your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, and talented co-host.
Austin. Boo, 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 boo.
And stay tuned after the break.
Speaking virtually and constantly waiting. Is there something you're really saying? Will I ever get to know? Dreaming, waiting till the dawn to respond next. Look away, but I can help to check if your character it grows. Box can show we've already fired the gun. Listening to I'm a pretender on repeat. Wonder if you knew that it all seemed to take the words right off my tongue. Life's going by, but it's just begun. Memorizing memorizing things that you knew of. You can make a mind your own. Making plans for both of us to go on a guitar romantic such adventure. Will we ever get to go?
Okay, I was worried.
Yeah.
It didn't say on air.
Yeah, apparently there's been a lot of technical difficulties happening in every single studio recently. It's been a mess.
It's, you know what it is?
Never mind. The solar eclipse.
Yeah, I was going to say it's, you know, they're messing up the airwaves. All these people on their cell phones messing up the radio waves. Shrinking me. Raise myself up. Okay.
This is as far as you can go.
Yeah, just as high up as I go. And I'm just gonna face this way. So you can't kick my little thingy.
Yeah, I was pressing the little pedal and making Austin slowly shrink.
You be the little one.
I'm chilling.
Yeah, you look very tiny from up here.
I know. I'm like laid back in the seat, ready just talk.
Talk.
We're here to talk with y'all. But how is y'all's days going? Give you a few seconds to answer.
It's like Dora the Explorer. I like that too.
Wow, that's crazy. That really happened to you?
No way. You're lying.
People are crazy. I know. Yeah, you know, the day's almost over. It's almost Friday. Yeah, thank you for telling me about your day. It was really nice. It was really nice. How was your day, Austin?
It was great. Apparently, I've never been on live radio before. And apparently... No, let me see. I woke up. I had my coffee.
Coffee.
Yes. I took a trip to the laboratory.
The laboratory.
I did my discussion board replies. I watched TikToks. I talked to you on the telephone.
Did.
And then I got in my little car... And I drove all the way here.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah. And you know what I listened to?
What?
Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah.
And then I got here. And then I walk from my car to meet you. And you cross the street. And we meet together.
Yes.
And then we walk to the stew.
The stew.
Yeah. And now here we are.
Great.
Well, how was your day? What did you do? Probably nothing.
Well, I woke up, I got dressed.
No, you didn't. Why are you naked right now?
I got dressed. I did my hair, brushed my teeth.
I did my hair too. Oh my goodness.
Yes, very curly.
Thank you.
Oh, it looks great.
Thank you.
Yours
too.
did that. I went to the laboratory as well. Then I got in my car and I went vroom vroom to school. I talked to you as I did that. I also stopped and got some gas. And then I got here, had class. We're working on our final project, our final class production project. And we've been doing that. And yeah, next week we're going to film.
That's exciting.
And then now we're in the stew doing this radio show.
I underestimate how much time is left, like, of this semester. Yeah. I'm like, we still got 7 months. No. But I'm like, it's like 3 weeks, maybe, if that.
This week's practically over for two weeks.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. I have a lot of exams to do, and I have to make my animation.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
But yeah, I'm about to be done, guys. All done with school. I'm excited.
All graduated.
All graduated. I'm going to be the first to graduate.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
I believe.
Show out May 3rd. My
get your tickets in the link.
Tickets, link in bio. No, if anybody wants to send me any graduation money, my Venmo is Sony Eclipse, and my Cash App is also Sony Eclipse. If you don't know who Sony Eclipse is, she's a dear friend of mine.
I don't know her either. But it's weird that you stole her account. So.
Yeah, she's let me borrow it. Yeah, currently.
Well, that's nice of her.
Maybe. Apparently,
I've never been on live television before.
But no, so you know what? Actually, for the people that are with wouldn't know who Sony Eclipse is. What do we?
Probably.
Sony Eclipse is my drag persona. But speaking about drag.
Drag.
Filth.
Oh. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race season
16.
And the top three contestants are Plain Jane. Meh. Nymphia Wind.
Woo!
And Safira Crystal.
Woo!
I'm Team Nymphia.
I'm also Team Nymphia.
But I'm also Team Safira.
Yeah, I'm very much Team Nymphia and Team Safira.
Honestly, if they did a double crowning and they both won, I would be fine with that.
But imagine how Plain Jane would feel.
Well, she doesn't need it. She hasn't gotten as many wins as them. And Nymphia has never been in the bottom.
Actually, I feel like she has. They're pretty evenly stacked.
I think Nymphia and Safira have 4, and then Plain Jane has 3. But she's been, like, safe, and I think she was low. So, Nymphia's never been low, and Safira has never been... I don't know. But either way, it's a very strong season, and, like, I could not predict the winner from, like, the first episode. And usually I'm pretty good at, like, oh, that's the winner. But
yeah,
this season I could not pick, and... Like, after episode 2
yeah.
or 3, I was like, Nymphia's making it.
Yeah.
Because she made that one outfit with the ties.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she's going to win. And
like,
then Safira,
she has it in the bag.
Safira is just so polished and so, like, proper. And I'm like, that would be a great representative of drag, I think. Plain Jane, I don't know.
She's chilling. She's there. She's doing her thing.
She's very good, but like I feel like I could see her on All Stars, maybe.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me. No, because she's better than Rosé.
Oh, way better than Rosé.
I'm trying to think of a queen to compare her to with, like, where they did really good, but I just don't see them winning or coming back for an All Stars.
Yeah, and like the thing with Plain Jane, she just reminds me so much of Jimbo. Like, not like
yeah.
visually, but like, I feel like a lot of her little jokes and her humor is Jimbo.
Yeah, I get that for sure.
Which,
for sure.
Shout out to Jimbo because you sent me a birthday message from Nicholas.
What are we?
And I still have it on my phone. And Jimbo threw baloney all over themselves. And then we saw Jimbo live at We're on the Catwalk.
Yeah.
It was very fun. They said we were beautiful.
Yes, we've seen a lot of people that night.
Yeah, Cornbread said I was beautiful too.
Yeah.
And she DM'd me.
She did.
Yeah. And Heidi, we took a picture with Heidi in Closet.
Mm-hmm.
This girl before us was talking about how her mom died to Heidi in Closet. And I was like, that's very extreme.
Yeah.
Don't do that to her.
Poor but- Heidi. Because, like, especially, I don't know if it's because I've been doing drag a lot more often and, like, I'm around more, I guess, like, more notable drag artists that I'm just like, They truly are just
weird.
Like
weirdos.
Other people.
Nobodies. No, I'm kidding.
Like they're just other people. And it's kind of crazy.
They're just like men in wigs.
Literally. And
women or non-binary people in makeup.
Literally.
So,
but I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still going to go crazy if I ever got to meet one and meet like some of my faves in person.
Yeah. Like Crystal Method is not like a man in a wig. Crystal Method is an entity and a being and a creature. And Crystal Method would be like meeting Jesus.
Yeah. No yeah. relation to Christ.
No relation to Christ. But yeah, Crystal Method.
but no, I don't know. I really want to, I'm really excited to watch the finale tomorrow night.
Yes.
I'm gonna hopefully make a night out of it. Obviously you're gonna be over.
Will I?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm gonna see if my friend Natalie can come over, because my friend Natalie's been getting into drag a lot more.
Yeah.
She's been coming to like every single one of my shows, and she really likes it. So we're gonna see if she can come over. If she can come over and wants to watch it with us or whatever, if she's not busy. But yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a fun, great little finale.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see Sasha Colby's step down look.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
As well as never mind.
Is it Congeniality?
Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Oh, she's okay.
She won Miss
Congeniality.
She's
been doing a lot of commercials.
She has.
Get your money, girl.
But I'm wondering who's gonna win Miss Congeniality this season.
This season?
I'm trying to truthfully and honestly think.
Hold on. Let me think. Who was on this season?
A lot.
Hershey will win.
So the Jetés are just Miss Congenialities.
Yeah, Hershey. No, wait. Maybe Megami or Geneva.
I would want Megami.
Yeah. Megami did a really good job in the lip sync episode.
Yeah, Morphine ate too.
Yeah, Morphine did. But I kind of liked Megami's more.
Yeah. I could see that.
I really do love Dawn. Also, Dawn was a very good artist, but it's very sad. I don't see her winning Miss Congeniality, honestly.
No.
Maybe Plasma.
No.
Plasma was kind of shady, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love for it to be like maybe like Mirage.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or Megami.
Anybody whose name starts with M except for Maya on the page, I don't want her to win it.
No.
Sorry.
Love you, girl.
She won a lot of lip syncs, so she can have that.
Literally.
But I don't know.
It's gonna be a good finale. I know that much.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see the looks. You know what I wish they would do again?
What?
Call Me Crazy. With the season with Gottmik, Simone, and Candy,
mm-hmm.
and Rosé. They did like the three runways, and it was just three crazy finale looks.
I hope they do that.
And then they did the lip syncs.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
It's not a live finale.
Right.
So I don't see why they couldn't do that. And I would love to see more runways from Nymphia, because Nymphia has never had a bad look.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I'm excited to see the finale looks in general.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to eat.
Even if it's just the one. Even if they don't do the runway thingy.
Yeah, like, they're going to eat down.
But, thought I had a
burp.
It's like right there, but it won't come out.
I can punch you in the chest.
No.
I can burp for you.
No. It's okay. Did you guys hear that? I don't know. What was that? What was I going to say? Oh, they might have noticed by the sound of my voice. And have you noticed?
What?
Don't I look a little bit tanner?
Oh, yes, you look a little bit tanner.
Can you guys hear it? Can you hear it?
You definitely look tanner.
I wish I was more tan, though. I was like turning into a ghost. But yes, I'm trying to become tan in a fake way. But also, next topic, Hard transition. We've started playing this game, and I know you at home, you've heard us talk about Fortnite this, Fortnite that. But no more. We haven't played Fortnite in probably weeks.
Yeah, it's been bad.
We've started this new game, and you might know it. It's called Overwatch.
Yes.
Two.
Overwatch 2.
And
pause.
Pause. No, I really want to play Sims, but so Overwatch.
I think I have Sims on the Xbox. I know it's not the same.
Oh, I like it on console, but also it's good on computer too.
Yeah, we could maybe play some Sims tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy because I've widowed Sims of us and we widowed Mary.
Widowed.
And we widowed have kids or something, but yeah. Anyways, I'm really good at building. You really got me distracted. I want to play Sims so fucking bad. I love playing with dolls. but no. So, Overwatch 2. The new season of Overwatch came out Tuesday or Monday or Wednesday? I think it was Tuesday, innit?
Wednesday.
Yesterday was Wednesday. It didn't come out yesterday.
Tuesday,
innit? They released a new character, their first non-binary character.
Their name is Venture.
Venture. Super powerful.
Way too strong.
Really makes me mad when we have to fight them.
Yeah.
They could literally dig a hole into the ground and then come up with like a drill and like just hit you and then shoot you and boom. But me personally, so there's three categories. Let me explain this to you guys. Three categories. There's tank, which is like the big, strong, like defense, but also attack person. Then there's damage, which is like they don't have as much health really, but they're the ones who are supposed to do the hitting and like the attacking. And then there's support, who can do a little bit of damage, but they're also supposed to heal their teammates to keep them alive. So I and you like to play damage.
Yes.
So I play Mei. And Mei is this cutesy little girl. And she has this little guy on her back. His name is Snowball. And she could shoot out ice. And she can make ice walls. And she could put herself into an ice cube that heals her.
Yes.
And Mei has 300 health, whereas all the other damage people only get 250.
Mm-hmm.
So I really picked a winner. And I also got this skin for her. And she's dressed up like a pumpkin. Anyways, tell us about your fave.
My fave is this little cowgirl. Her name is Ash. She's kind of like, how would you say, like, rebellious.
Yeah, sure.
Rebellious character.
Sassy.
I love her. She uses like this, like, to be honest, they all have, like, kind of, like, future guns.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what type of gun it is.
I would say similar to a shotgun.
It's similar to a shotgun. It's like if a shotgun and a rifle had a baby.
Yeah, because you could snipe with it.
Yeah. But, no, I love her. She's very sassy. She can use her gun to launch herself up into the air to get on top of buildings so she can snipe people. Right. She also can throw dynamite.
Yes.
And whenever you throw the dynamite, you can also shoot the dynamite to make it explode before it, like, you know, explodes by itself.
Right.
And her ultimate is she sends out this big old robot guy named Bob. And she goes, Bob, do something.
Correct.
And Bob just runs. He runs and he throws whoever's in his way up into the air. And then he shoots him with his fist gun.
Yeah.
And he goes, pew, 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 pew. And then I clear him out. And Mei has her ultimate.
Yeah, I forgot
where
to talk
she
about
throws
mine.
Down Snowball. And Snowball makes everybody freeze.
It's basically like a little snow globe.
Yeah.
And everybody's frozen, so you could just kill them.
Is Aqui.
But yes, that's our new thing, is Overwatch, and we're cracked at Overwatch.
We've been introduced to it by Prossy.
Prossy Tot.
Proslyn Totris from the UK.
From the UK.
UK. Yes.
She's crazy at Overwatch.
Yeah, and then her drag mama, Felicity Suxwell, crazy good.
What's that last name?
Oh.
But yeah, no, they're both really good. They like to be competitive. And how would you know? No. But no, yeah, they're both very good at Overwatch. And they do carry us, yeah.
I just realized.
Did you just now realize the last name?
No.
Oh.
But I realized that it like literally sounds exactly like what the joke is.
Yeah.
Not like, but anyways. Felicity. Felicity's really good at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. But no, it's a really great game. I very much enjoy it. I've had a lot of fun with it. And we will be playing tonight. Well, actually, no. We won't be playing our posse.
Yeah.
We could probably be with the other girls.
Yeah. Or by yourself.
Or by yourself.
Because sometimes, sorry, friends, you guys are terrible.
Terrible sandwich, by the way, Mom. Terrible sandwich. But no, like Shane, Gaga.
Yeah.
They're not the greatest.
No.
Zeke's pretty good.
Shay's getting there.
Shay is getting there. I give the respect to the Shay of the good.
Yeah. But the other one, lost cause.
LA Gaga, lost cause. Zeke's getting there. Zeke's just good at all games, really. Yeah, if we're going to get real
pro game
down to the nitty gritty of it. The nitty gritty. What are we hitting the gritty? Into stew. That was such a funny face you made.
I didn't make a face. I hit my funny bone onto chair because I was gritting into chair.
We hitting the gritty into chair and just two?
And just two. But in other exciting news, my dear sister, Kaylin, has moved back home from Indiana.
Woo!
And we were helping her move on Wednesday, I think it was.
Something like it.
I was very helpful. I showed the men how to jump a car.
As you should.
Her car is working fine now, by the way, because I'm a pro. Put me on NASCAR. I could literally change a tire.
What do we?
If I could get the thingy to turn. Because the one time I had to try and change my tire, I was jumping on it, and it just wasn't moving.
And then I came and saved a day.
You did. We both had our tires explode on us, which is crazy.
Mine was worse.
Okay, let's not compare traumas. Okay.
Yeah, no. Mine was worse. Mine was worse because I was on the interstate.
Yes, and you drive dangerously, so I agree.
No, I was on the interstate, going interstate speeds, and my tire exploded.
Well.
And it was shredded.
Me, personally, I would never be caught on the interstate.
Yeah, because anyways, you don't drive on the interstate.
Anyways, I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, then do it.
I don't want to.
Follow me.
No.
Follow me.
Don't go the back ways.
Follow me home.
Follow me home. Anyways, as I was trying to say, before you really interrupted me, I don't know if she's listening, but if she is, hey, Kaylin.
Maybe
hey, Jacob. And maybe hey, Ashlyn. And maybe hey, my mom. And maybe hey, Jenna. Maybe hey, Shane. Probably not.
Just screw Jarrett.
And maybe hey, Jarrett. I know Jarrett's probably with Liarcy. So I was really mad at him the other day because I had a dream that he made her cry, and I was really mad at him for that.
Because she wanted to look at the moon.
Yeah, I told him, and he was like, I'll let her look at the moon anytime she wants. And I was like, good. If she just wants to look at the moon with you, you let her, even if it's raining and the sunroof is open.
Period.
Thank you.
Anyways, because you shouted out your mom, I'm going to shout out Widowie my mom and Widowie my papa, if they are Widowie listening. My mommy hasn't been feeling too good, and I've been feeling really bad about that.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, she probably sleeping right now, and she's going to be really upset that she missed the show.
She can play it back, right?
Yeah, she can play it back. But the steroids that she's taking, it makes her really sleepy.
Yeah.
Because they keep her up.
Yeah, it's really confusing how those things work.
Yeah.
Because they keep you up, but then you sleep, and then you can't go to sleep. It's really conflicting, but I don't know. Those doctors better figure something out.
What are we? But we are going to go ahead and play one last song, and we will be right back to wrap up the show. So stay tuned on hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, and talented co-host.
Awesome. Boo, 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 boo.
And we'll catch you after.
I know the sun won't change. All the fires that start can't be seen. Does that apply to you and me too? There's some things I've been meaning to say to you. Like I just wanna breathe. Is that so hard to believe? And I'll still remember all the bright parking lots. And I can't finally breathe this. It's so hard to believe in love. Was I tough to be around? Or maybe a bit enough? Oh, because I let you down. I know there's so much I didn't say.
As soon as I open the mic, you cough.
Sorry.
Hey, guys.
What's up? What is up, Jake Paulers?
Jake Paulers. What was Logan's? Low Gangsters?
Yeah, Low Gang.
Low Gang.
Oh, it's time for our daily call. Jesus,
that scares me so much every single time. All right, let me set this up. Okay, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing just swimmingly.
How is my Austin?
How are you, Austin?
I'm great. Apparently, I've never been on live radio before.
Okay, tell mom to turn down her radio. Okay, hang on. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to do it because she's in and out. She's not doing good.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay, so question number one.
Yes.
Now that you're fixing to graduate,
mm-hmm.
And what are your plans? Are you going to pursue the directing, or are you going to go a different route?
So, Pop-Up asked me, now that I'm facing to graduate, what is my plans afterwards? And I would say that I would obviously, I think I'm going to try and get in the industry, but I'm also more so looking for a job that I know I will, because with the film industry, it's very, like, hit or miss.
Yeah.
And I think I would get a job to have that. I know I would get that paycheck every week.
Right.
And then work on film stuff on the side until I get it to the point to where I can do, where I'm not, like, it's not hit or miss. And it's like, oh, I get paid this month, but I don't have any projects down. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe even right. WEDU.
Yeah.
Right. But you also got to remember, with your talent and Austin's talent, that would be one hell of a cartoon.
Yes, that is true.
What happened?
That between my talents and your talents, we could make an awesome cartoon.
We really could.
Yeah.
We just
might. I mean, you can make adult ones, you can make kid ones.
Yeah.
And you can do that, on the side.
Right, exactly. Which I definitely think that, because we've talked about it for forever, we just actually got to do it.
Yeah.
Once Austin doesn't have to worry about doing the assignments for school and stuff. Because Austin's about done with college as well.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I know. And that's going to be even a bigger party.
Yeah.
Because I like him more.
Pop-Up said that it's going to be even a bigger party because she likes you more.
Oh. Well, of course.
Yeah, the studio's, like, really messed up the last few weeks. So, like, and we can't hear anything we're saying. Or, like, the music we're playing, and, like, Austin can't hear what you're saying on the phone because I'm having to hold the phone to my ear. Usually, whenever I turn on the phone on the switcher, it'll go to the speaker in the room or in the headphones. So that's why I'm having to repeat everything.
Okay. All right, question number two.
Yes.
Do you believe in, what is it called? The extraterrestrial, the not knowing.
Like aliens and stuff?
Aliens, spirits.
Oh, like the supernatural.
Oh.
Right.
So not just aliens, but like ghosts and like things like that?
Yeah.
Anything that's unexplainable.
Anything that's unexplainable. I would say yeah.
I think, for me, it's like I do believe in ghosts, but I don't. Like, I'm going to have to personally see it and, like, watch stuff happen to believe it. But even then, I'll be like, what a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's too scary if it's a ghost. But I need to be, like, dragged out of my bed by my hair in order to believe that ghosts are real. And then aliens, I'm like, absolutely. Because why would we be the only living things? Yeah. That would make no sense. There's all these other planets. Why do we get to live? There's got to be other ones.
Exactly.
Do you think they're talking about people being able to live on Mars, do you think you guys are still going to be alive by then?
Pull-up said, like, how they're talking about people living on Mars, do you think we're going to be alive by that point that they start doing that? Honestly, I think so, because I think I seen a thing where they were saying they were trying to get that started by, like, 2040, 2050.
Yeah,
as long as I'm, like, my route for life is I just die of old age, then I should be alive.
I hope we get to see it. I think it would be so cool. That'd be, like,
a crazy thing to see.
But also, like, how much do you think it would cost? Because if it's cheaper than here, but I don't know, because I don't think Mars has as much water as the Earth does, so I would be worried about that because I'm very thirsty all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Also, like, who knows how long we'll live, because they're gonna make technology and we could live forever. It'd be robots,
right? We'd be cyborgs.
Yeah.
All right then.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I'm full of information now. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining our show. We'll see you when we get home. I love you.
I love you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. What a great question.
What a great, great, great guest. Perfect way to wrap up our show. So stay tuned next week and the week after that for the last two shows of Total Eclipse on hawkradio.premiumstream.com every Thursday from 3 to 4. And I'm your host, Nick, with the beautiful, wonderful, talented, creative, and silly
Austin. Boo, 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 boo. And if you don't see us next week, it's because the aliens got us and they abducted us. Ooh. And they're going to experiment on us because we are the most fine specimen they could get. But, there's a ghost in this too. But anyways, shout out to my family. I love you all. And shout out to your family.
Shout out to my family. I love you all. And shout out to your family.
Period. Mic drop.
Bye.
Bye.